Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, and in the Oizvah Tzuris Davatzan, Tesvav Amin Beis, and in the Article Tzuris Davatzan, Yud Zayin Amin Aleph, and today's Davat sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars, Mirim Sarah Bas, Biyaka Moshe, Hernish, Amosh, and Heaven Aliyah. So Misha tells us, Beisham Yerushalmi says, Eid Mishachim Yomtif El Monos. The only thing one's law sent to his friend the Yomtif is Monos, which literally translated means portions. In other words, it has to be portions of food. It doesn't have to be cooked food. It just has to be portions of food that could be eaten on Yomtif, no more than that. Or Zubisola and Rasul says, Mishachim Behema Chayev Oif Chayin Ushchutin, one could send regular domesticated animals, wild animals, birds, whether they're alive or shechted, it doesn't make a difference. According to Beis Shammai, that's considered tircha yisera. It's too much tircha. You don't need such a big thing on Yom Tif. Whereas Beis Hillel says, it's not a problem. You're going to eat some of it on Yom Tif. No issue. You could send it. Another din, Mishalchin Yenus Shimon Muslasois, one is allowed to send wines, oils, and flowers, avoloi tevua, but not grain, because grain can't be eaten by itself. Whereas Reb Shimon Matir Betevua, Reb Shimon allows sending grain, and we're going to see in the Gemara why that is. So first of all, the Gemara says, Vakashal Beis Shammai, we have a kasha on Beis Shammai, Yerech Gedoyla a large thigh of an animal. Imagine taking the thigh of a cow. That's a huge piece of meat. That's mutter to send because it's monos, but a small little goat is usher to send. How does that make sense? It doesn't add up. And another question, a reviewed says, Tezayin or Ralph on top, it's definitely logical to understand she is Beishamai regarding the isser of bringing a live animal to a friend. That's referring to carrying it on his shoulders. So that's Tirchi Yaseir, he can't do it. What about if he's pulling it along? It's walking on its 4 feet. And that's the way he's going to bring it to his friend. Well, why would that be an issue? Mabin Moshe Lelichai, Mabin Moshe Lashkaisai. What would be the difference if he's pulling it to bring it to his friend, or if he's pulling it to give it some water to drink, and that's permitted? Why would this be an issue in Beis Shammai? I would have an answer to this. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Shai Rabba Amar Rabbi Yudin Asiya. Rabbi Shai Rabba says Rabbi Yudin Asiya. Shabbos Yavicha. Did you hear from your father? Tarnagolas Mutter Latatala. Whether it's mutter to metatal a chicken on Yom Tif? So the Gemara asks, Ma, what's the suffix over here? Im Hais Muchanes Lashchita Muteres Vimlav Asura. If it was Muchan for Shchita, so of course it's mutter, and if it's not Muchan for Shchita, for whatever reason he was makta it and decided that he's not using it, so then it's usher. So it's the question. Now the Gemara asks on this, ain't called tarnagolim muchan l'shchita? Aren't all chickens muchan for shchita? We mentioned this in the beginning of the Masechta, that even let's say we have a hen that's meant for laying eggs, so he's definitely not going to shecht it l'chatchila, but still, if he needs meat, he would shecht it. So all chickens are muchan l'shchita. What does that mean? There's a chicken that's not muchan for shchita. So just clarify, l'chein tzricha, this is what the question is regarding, afilu ein muchanes, even if it's not muchan, which means, even if he actively said, I'm definitely not going to be using this chicken, we are not going to be shechting it, so then according to everybody, he can't shecht it. The question is he allowed to be metatal it? So Amar Loi Belchisha, he told him quietly. In other words, he whispered to him, it's okay, it's not a problem, it's mutter to be metatal. So Amar Loi, he asked him, Lama Ata Meresli Belchisha, why are you telling to me quietly? Amar Loi, so he responded back, Kishem Shemate Belchisha, the same way that I heard it when it was told to me, it was done quietly. Kachani Armelach Belchisha, so too I say it over to you, Belchisha, quietly in a whisper. And Gwar continues, Tanu Yev Abraisa, Mishalchen Chitin, Shehin Maichal Asisiyos, one is allowed to send wheat to his friend in Yom Tif, even though it's just plain regular wheat kernels. That's because one can eat it as a sisiyos. There's some sort of dish that the grain does not need to be ground into flour. It's just lightly crushed into large pieces and it's eaten like that, so it doesn't require tchina. And also pul, which is some sort of bean, that's much to send. Shumaychal ludiyos, that's a proper girsa. This is the food of people from Lud. They eat these beans whole and they don't need to be crushed up or ground. And sa'irim, barley is allowed to be sent. Shein maychal behema, because that's animal food. Now, how do we know that we're allowed to send animal food on Yom Tif? Who says this is included in the heter of eichal nefesh? And the answer is loikin tani mishum Reb Shimon, wasn't taught in name Reb Shimon. The pasuk says lachal nefesh. And what do we learn from here? Af nefashis behema bechal, even the nefesh of a behema is included in this. Namely, when we have a heter of eichal nefesh on Yom Tif, that's including animals. And the Gemara concludes that asid Reb Shimon kashitas Reb Kiva Rabbi. Reb Shimon is going like Reb Kiva has Rabbi. Come on, Reb Kiva Amar. Just like Reb Kiva says, the pasuk tells us lachal nefesh. We learn from here af nefashis behema bechal, even nefashis of behemas are included. Can Reb Shimon omer? So Reb Shimon says lachal nefesh af nefashis behema bechal. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.